Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. My grandfather, my father, my uncle, and my two older brothers were builders. They knew and taught me the importance of having a solid foundation for a house or a church building. My father would have refused to build a house if the owner did not want to construct a good foundation. He knew his work would suffer without a strong foundation. I remember a meeting house that had a large crack in the wall. I preached there for a number of years. The concrete in the foundation of the building had been poured in some places where the roots of trees lay beneath the concrete. When the roots of the trees rotted, the foundation was weakened and the wall developed a crack. No structure is safe if it does not have a good foundation. Paul knew that the church of our Lord and individual Christians had to have the right foundation. He tells us very plainly what that foundation is. According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds thereon. But let every man take heed how he builds thereon, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 3:10-11. We know Christ is the foundation of God's building, the church of the living God. But is He the foundation of our individual lives? In other words, are we building on Him for time and for eternity? Several years ago, J. Allen Peterson edited a book with the title, The Marriage Affair. Lewis Evans wrote one chapter of the book. Dr. Evans' article was entitled, Marriage is Everybody's Business. Please listen to these wise words. Marriage is the nation's business. When a pier juts out into the ocean, it is utterly at the mercy of the individual pilings on which it stands. Strike out a piling from beneath it, and the whole structure suffers a shock, and the pier is weakened. Every nation juts out into the social sea, resting upon the pilings of its individual homes. Every time a home is destroyed, the whole nation suffers a severe thundershock. No nation can stand long with one quarter of its pilings gone or damaged. Page 9. Since Lewis Evans wrote that article, the number of broken homes has almost doubled. The home is the foundation of our culture. Do you believe the foundation is in need of repair? We know that Jesus Christ is the foundation of the church. But are we making Him the foundation of our individual lives? To build our lives on Christ as the foundation, we have to learn to think like Christ. Paul urged the Philippians, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Philippians 2:5. The same apostle told the Colossians, "If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things that are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on earth. For you are dead, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with Him in glory." Colossians 3:1-4. Jesus said to some Jews, "He who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please Him." John 8:29. What does it take to please God? We must do exactly what He commands us to do. Jesus said to His disciples, "This is my commandment, that you love one another, as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you." John 15:12-15. Building on Christ as the foundation means that those out of Christ must confess their faith in Him, repent of their alien sins, and be baptized for the remission of sins. Then they must walk in the light as He is in the light to continue to have the remission of sins. 1 John 1:7. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.